All right, well, let's move on. Genesis 15 through 17 begins to tell the story of the covenant promise. Genesis 15 begins with Abraham being promised a son. Guys, I want you to hear this, and I want you to take note of the significance of this. The faithfulness of God, that which we see in him and we trust in him, begins and hinges with a promise of a son. Redemption begins with the promise of a son. The faith of Abraham begins and hinges on belief in that son. God's faithfulness is shown in the giving of that son. Our faith is shown and demonstrated in our belief in that son, even if it seems impossible. And I would submit to you that you and I probably have had moments in our lives where we have considered the potential and the possibility of our getting into the kingdom, and it probably seemed as impossible as Sarah having a son. Because like David, I look in the mirror and my sin is ever before me. I know what I am. I'm a sinner. And when I think about how God could find a way to bring me into his family, it seems impossible. It all hinges on trusting who he is and the promise he has given. Genesis 15:6, when God had given this promise, it says this: then he believed the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. Guys, the covenant promise has always been and always will be acquired by faith. If your church stands up and teaches you that there was an Old Testament system of salvation called the law and a New Testament system of salvation called grace, I don't mean to be mean, but they are wrong. There has always and only been one way to truly acquire and to move into covenant relationship with God, and it has always been by the example set for us by our father Abraham, by faith. The laws were given to teach us righteousness and to expose sin to us, not as a means of acquiring the covenant. The covenant was given because of a promise. Trusting God for the son in Genesis 15:6, trusting God for the land. Genesis talks about this in 15:7, and then it also talks about the trusting God who brought you up out of the land or out of the nations, which is a recurring theme. It starts with Abraham, and he's reminded. God says, I called you out of Ur of Chaldees. Israel will be reminded, I'm the God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.